Welcome to an episode of How in the Know. I am specialized skill set Selena.
Oh, that's good.
And my co-host is
Cantankerous Clover.
Cantankerous Clover or Cloak and Dagger Clover.
Oh, okay. You had one this time.
I had one, yeah. Oops. It wasn't just off the dome. And today we are joined by Mila Summer.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Hey.
And what are your pronouns?
She, her.
Cool. So she is going to talk to us about camming.
Yay.
And we cannot be more thrilled because we have had so many people asking us about camming.
Everyone wants to know. Yeah.
Everyone wants to know.
People are really, really interested in sex work.
I think
of all types.
Yeah. I think people are really interested, and also I think people think that camming is the thing that they can do that's easier in some ways, but that's not the case, one. And also there's just a different number of burdens that cammers face.
Yeah. I was definitely talking about this last night. It's all hard work.
Yeah, it's all hard work. I feel like camming is harder than a lot of things.
It can be. I think especially, there's baby strippers. That's how seasoned strippers will refer to young people who have just started. Yeah. But it works the same way with camming. When you're a baby cam girl, whoever you identify, it's you're gonna make some mistakes and you have to learn to set boundaries.
Oh, totally.
And that can be difficult.
And also parsing through that. Anyway, we're gonna dive into that a little bit later, but
every episode we begin with a segment called Historical Oos. So this time it's my turn, and I have done Air Force Amy.
Air Force Amy.
So Air Force Amy is an American legal full-service worker, glamour model, adult model, and reality TV performer.
Ooh.
I got my info from Vice, an article written by Mitchell Sunderland, and also from Wikipedia. So, but honestly, it feels like I just paraphrased the Vice article. So, okay.
Vice, the source of the most credible information.
technically, Wikipedia. It was from Broadly, and then Broadly was Vice. So...
No, I mean, I'm not fully dissing on Vice. I feel like there are great articles, but I also like to diss on Vice.
I like to diss on Vice, too.
After reading an article about, spending a whole day only eating, drinking, and wearing Minions gear.
Is that an article that I missed?
That's an article.
Damn it.
It's okay, well, thank you, Vice.
Thanks, Vice.
I never knew I needed
most
that.
Most cutting-edge news. The news of our generation.
Edgy.
Okay, so Amy grew up in Ohio in the country in the 70s through the 80s. She was the type of...
She didn't just stop in the 70s.
Well, she grew up, so she was, an adult by the, 90s.
She aged. 70s, 80s, 90s.
And she also moved to Nevada, so she was no longer in Ohio. And wait, the sentence, it made more sense when I was half asleep. Okay, so...
Cool.
She was the type of... God, I don't know how... paraphrasing a Vice article made a lot of really weird sentences. I was like, how do I change this just a little bit? I felt like I was writing a book report. Okay. So she was kind of one of the more rough around the edges girls, but she kind of came off as a good girl, I guess, or whatever,
what do you mean rough around the edges?
She was okay, so basically, here's something to kind of display it. There's a funny story where it's in first grade, she started doing this thing where guys were at this point interested in looking up girls' skirts, and the girls were all we don't like this, it's not consensual, but they're first graders or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was I'm gonna profit off of this. So she got her parents to buy her skirts. And then she started charging boys, okay, you can look up my skirt for an ice cream.
Damn.
I love this.
That's amazing. Wow.
She's a hustler from the start.
Yeah, that's incredible.
She's a hustler from young. She did this all throughout elementary school into high school. So she was always kind of like a sex worker.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, but like, I guess she, like, the article kind of was like, yeah, but she was, like, a good girl, but she was secretly doing this type of thing. I mean, you can...
Yeah, whatever.
So that's what that phrasing was. So unsurprisingly, this was Catholic school.
of course.
Right? Everything was Catholic school.
Yep.
But when she, like, graduated high school, she decided to go into the Air Force because it was, quote, safer than hooking.
Mm-hmm.
And she was super accomplished, quote, highly decorated, as they put it. She served in the Philippines and saw too much, basically, and her PTSD got worse. And it kind of says that she had PTSD from, like, some things before, but it doesn't really outline what those were, like, vaguely, like, talking about sexual trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But she was too accomplished and highly trained to be allowed to do other work for the military, like shopping or whatever. So she was like, fuck it. Shopping is for the military?
Job?
She wanted to shop for the Air Force. Like, I guess that's something you can do. Like,
so was she like
supply shopping maybe or something?
Oh, so like, handling supplies. Interesting.
Maybe it worked differently.
Like sourcing it or something. Or...
It literally said shopping. So I...
Who wouldn't want to shop for the military?
Shopping for the military.
Yeah. So she was like, fuck it, I'm going back to sex work.
Hell yeah.
So from 1993 to 2000, she worked in a Nevada brothel that was like a lockdown brothel, which is basically one where you're not allowed to leave ever, not leave the premises. And it was like super abusive. There was
That's
just
crazy.
Like this dude that was running it who was like just really bad and scary. And so she like escaped for some time and went to be homeless in Las Vegas. Which basically meant she was going from, like, penthouse to penthouse. This is, like, the 90s. She was, like, kind of getting on some, like, druggy shit and also, like...
She was, like, a hot woman, too, able to profit and have some social climbing.
Yeah. So it, like, it was bad in a lot of ways. And, I mean, like, she was still homeless. Like, it's, like...
Yeah.
But
it was very glamorous.
In a way, yeah.
In its way.
By the late 90s, though, she wanted sobriety and to, I think I skipped to the part where she like went back to the brothel and she wanted to leave it again.
But it was like the same brothel?
Maybe a different brothel. That was unclear in the article, but it was still an abusive, awful man running it, and it was still like one that you're not allowed to ever leave.
That's so wild. I didn't know that those existed in Nevada.
Yeah, it's crazy. She was trying to be a real estate agent, was, like, her new game plan, but it was super hard, and she couldn't, like, get away with sneaking out to, like, pursue this every time. But one weekend, on her way to get her real estate license, she ran into Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff, also Ron Jeremy. They were in town for the AVN Awards.
What?
The AVN Awards. That's like...
It's like the Adult Entertainment Entertainer Awards.
Yeah. Just wanted to clarify, but I don't know what they stand for. It just... Okay. They all got to talking.
I always forget.
I forget, too. I guess.
You just know what they are, you know?
Yeah, AVN. It's like the Porn Awards.
Yeah, the Porn Awards.
Yeah, it's like the article called them like the Oscars of porn.
Oscars of porn. Yeah, that's it. I mean,
yeah, I think it feels like you're receiving an Oscar probably.
Yeah.
They got to talking, and Amy joined them for a hangout and had lots of sex with Ron, and they all hit it off. Oh, wait, I just went over that. So it was a good time. Hearing about the Bunny Ranch and how free the girls were there, she also became interested in joining. Madame Suzette, the COO of the Bunny Ranch, as well as Hoff, encouraged Amy to join them.
But the COO is called Madame Suzette? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Nice. It's a good name. I mean, I guess she was like a madam.
Yeah. Right, but this is like the Playboy Mansion, essentially?
I think so. The Bunny Ranch. Yeah, the Playboy Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't know there was a madam that ran
there.
Yeah.
I didn't either. Huh. I really thought it was just Dennis Hoff. But Amy was, like, really scared of her pimp. Quote, "It took a good 7 months for me to finally muster up enough courage. I was really afraid he was going to kill me and leave me out in the desert. Mm. His brothels were named after a girl that he killed.
Damn.
So I was really afraid he was going to kill me." So sad, so scary.
That's so scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do people get away with that?
Right?
It's like, if there was anything that, like, really implicated you in a murder, it's, like, calling your estate the name of a murdered person.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, But Madame Suzette promised safety, so she went. At the ranch, when she started, girls were asking $200 to $500 an hour. But she was like, sounds low to me, when she saw a girl take $10,000 for an hour.
Yep.
So she upped the minimum to $3,000 per hour, like, for everyone, mm-hmm. and then went on to fake a career as a porn star, making a fake magazine, quote, Air Force Amy magazine, because, of course, porn stars make so much more in full-service work. Mm-hmm. So she started charging $5,000 per hour at minimum at that point.
That's so smart.
Yeah. And she was taking new girls under her wing, teaching them how to really sell. And
she has such a great business sense.
Yeah, like what?
Like, she's just like, I could be doing much better.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? More than that.
Right? She's like, okay, well, 3,000 was, like, a move up, but, like, I'm seeing these porn stars are, like, just doing way better, astronomically better. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to fake it. This is kind of... Okay, so...
She's a faking genius. A porn career is... I mean, that sounds tricky.
That's so tricky. Yeah.
I guess, like, maybe it works out when you're in, like, pre, like, internet era. And
yeah, again, it's the time.
That's true. That's true.
Because now it's like, wouldn't they just
now
verify
it's like they
that
just
you don't have a porn
for sure.
career?
Yeah. They'll just, like, search you on Pornhub or something.
Right.
Like, you're like, where is that X video?
But she also...
She'll lose VHS tapes.
That's true.
She also had magazines, though, or, like, it was, you know how Kim Kardashian had Selfies, the book? Well, she was doing that, but with, like, all of her selfies and, like, nudes and stuff. And so she was getting, like, a lot of...
So she was kind of like a skin mag porn star, but not like a porn video porn star.
Yeah, yeah. And so...
I was just, like, forget to include kind of, like... just, like, photos and, like, the idea of, like, what porn is.
Yeah. So, she's still alive today. She still has, like, regulars that have been with her since she first started.
How old is she now?
Well, if she was...
When was she born again?
Sometime in the 70s. Let me...
Oh, okay. So she's, like, 50s now, then...
Air Force Amy, let me see.
We're up almost.
Wikipedia, will you give me an answer?
Wiki, tell me.
She looks good. She was so cute. I saw a photo of her. Like, her Wikipedia photo is, like, 2007, her.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like this.
Oh, damn. Well, scroll down a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, something pop up. This is her.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at her, too.
Oh, okay. So,
She's listed as a fetish model on this site.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Wikipedia doesn't say her age. It's so weird.
She's ageless.
So
we're all ageless.
Yeah.
So she has regulars. She feels super close to them. Some clients she keeps in touch with, even though they aren't actually her clients anymore. People who are super old or who don't have money anymore, just because she knows that she's, like, everything to them. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah, that is very sweet.
She's super empathetic and connects with her clients on an emotional level, kind of keeping them coming based on sincerely bonding with them. Not that that's, like, not what a lot of sex workers do, like, in the first place.
I feel like it's just, like, also probably the Vice writer
Vice
was like,
no,
they were like, what?
Yeah.
Relationships with sex workers?
This Vice writer was just like, oh, wow, I can't believe you're teaching, like, all of the newbies, like...
Like, I can't believe you collaborate and talk to each other.
Yeah. But she did have a bad experience with a doctor who performed surgery on her, and they had a relationship, and, like, it was really bad. She had to, like, escape the situation and get, like, a settlement. Damn. She went back to Nevada. She went through therapy, then went back to work. And so that's something that was another, like, I guess, sort of trial. Mm-hmm. But she lives a cute life with a cute room and helps all of the new girls get their stuff going. She's not scared of competition and is so self-confident. She's like, well, I'll just tell the girls a lot of my tricks and help them out because
it Need kind more of... that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her confidence is so real. The writer of this article is like... She stares into space with a penetrating look that probably has made many men come. I'm gay, but I can tell why John's like Amy. She means it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this writer.
This writer. It's like any time they give, like, men the I don't know. Especially, yeah. Like, non-sex worker men the license to write about sex workers. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, right?
Even though he's gay, I'm like, man.
Yeah, like,
please.
Why did you?
I'm like looking at the wiki article, and it says she worked at the Chicken Ranch, the Mustang Ranch, mm-hmm. Sagebrush Ranch, Cherry Patch Ranch, Sherry's Ranch, the Kit Kat Guest Ranch, and the Moonlight Buddy Ranch.
Oh, well, thanks for doing my historical hoe for me.
I'm sorry. Okay, Clover?
I wasn't done yet,
okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
okay.
That's good. You got some of the... I didn't have to speak as much, so...
Wow. I was confusing it with the Playboy Mansion because you said Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
And I was thinking... But I don't think they're related at all. Like,
yeah,
this is just
Moonlight
a brothel.
Ranch.
Yeah, it's not related at all to
no,
that.
No.
I don't know why. I just conflated that.
Well, yeah, I associate Bunny with just, like, Bunny, like, the Playboy Bunny. I feel like it's... Right. Just, that's, yeah, synonymous for me.
But yeah, no relation.
No relation.
You.
No relation
okay,
to clarify.
Actually,
either.
That does clear that up for me because I think I was just thinking that. Okay, so this is what I guess I'll end on then. She has two wills. Quote, Amy has prepared two wills in the event of her death. In one will, she leaves most of her money to her Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor.
Aww.
She leaves the rest to women in Alcoholics Anonymous. Aww. In her will, all her belongings, from her costumes to sex toys, get sold, and the proceeds are to be used to build a spa at the Bunny Ranch in memoriam of Air Force Amy. She has included a clause in her will where the spa must resemble the Grand Wailea in Hawaii.
That is the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
She just sounds, like, really precious.
She's adorable.
It's like she just sounds like she's, like, full of love and generosity.
That's, like, all I could see. And she's just kind of, like, giggly and, like, cute.
Aww.
But she actually did do porn, a porn, it says in Wikipedia. She was in Lesbian Hoedown at the Bunny Ranch, directed by Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
So,
that's really funny. It's like Ron Jeremy,
right?
He just looks so grimy.
I know.
Like, I don't want to hate entirely because, like, I don't think he's a bad person.
Is the point of Ron Jeremy that, like, any man can just, like, self-insert with that? Like, he's just kind of like.
I think so. He's like the everyman, ugly man, man with the big penis.
Yeah. Somehow.
I think it's really just that his penis is very big. And I personally don't have any idea.
I mean, I've never seen it.
I've never seen his dick.
I actually don't think I have either.
I'm just looking at pictures of him right now, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's really interesting that he just did so well. I mean, you know what? We should do a historical ho segment on Ron Jeremy, honestly.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah. Well, that was a great...
Well, rock, paper, scissors for who gets to write it.
Oh, paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock.
Wait, didn't you just win? Are we doing...
Yeah, I guess we're just doing it once. Okay. Well, I guess I'm doing Ron Jeremy.
Okay.
Stay tuned, you guys. It's gonna happen.
So that's it for this historical hoe.
Hey.
Air Force Amy.
Woo! That was really great. Great job, Clover.
Thank you. Thank you.
A plus.
Well done.
And thanks for condensing down that Vice article that was written by that guy.
Yeah.
The penetrating gaze. I understand why Johns were falling for her.
Even though I'm gay.
Even though I am
I
gay.
I can imagine coming to that.
I am a gay, and I... No. Well, anyway, so we are back and we are here talking to Mila Summer. So we're doing a deep dive into the world of camming, and you guys have been asking us for this episode since the start, and here we are. We're acquiescing to you guys. We've capitulated. No.
Hopefully there will be other people.
We're fully excited.
Talking about camming in the future, too.
Yeah, totally. There's going to be so many more people camming or talking about camming. We've had, like, another person talk a bit about their experiences because they were doing it mostly through, like, OnlyFans. But this is our first proper camming episode that doesn't have, like, a little tie-in.
Well, I'm honored to be here.
Yes, and we're so honored to have you here.
We're so thankful.
Long-time listener, first time on a podcast.
Hell yeah! So a lot of people think camming, and then we hear about all of these, like, really wild stories about, like, people making six figures and all of that just, like,
you just set up in your bedroom and it's, you can do whatever you want.
Or, like, people, like, not having to take their clothes off and just, like, doing, like, like, gamer girls, just, like, wearing ears and whatnot. But it seems, well, I think it's a lot harder from my personal experience.
It is a lot harder. It does seem like some people have figured something out. Like, I definitely feel that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how are you not taking your clothes off? And you're still, like, whatever you're top ranked on whatever website you're working on. It has a lot to do with, like, personality, I guess.
Yeah.
And just having, like, good luck and finding the right regulars.
Finding the right regulars, like, having the right look for certain things. Mm-hmm.
Is it related at all to being very consistent, like, always being on or something?
I mean, I don't know. I think if you're not around, sometimes it's a good thing, in my experience. Like, if I'm gone for a few weeks and I don't announce that I'm going to be gone, then I come back and people are like, I thought you quit. Like, where were you? And so they're excited to, like, do a show with you.
That's nice.
Yeah. So there's, like, regulars that'll come back over 6 months and I'll forget all about them. And then they'll come back and get really into you again and fade out. But I think it can go
that
either way.
That miss me aspect. That's cool.
I mean, it's worked for me a couple times.
No, I like that. I like that notion. I mean, of course they're going to miss you. It is, like, this personal connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to give us some background, we met through Soldiers of Pole.
Where should I start?
So we met through SOP, and to clarify, so we had a Soldiers of Pole episode, a couple of them, where we were talking about raising hell and the unionizing effort and everything, and so Soldiers of Pole is, like, this kind of union organizing strippers' rights group, and so we've been, like, working on just getting to more strippers and trying to navigate what happened with, like, the passage of AB5 and other rights pertaining to, like, what we should be entitled to as now employees. But they've been trying to unionize strippers for a minute, and I feel like we're kind of starting to gain momentum. But you are not a stripper.
No, I'm not.
And yet you were drawn into the group.
Yeah, I heard about it originally a couple years ago, I think, from, like, an article in, like, Sex Work or Twitter. And then I took a class. I went to USC, and one of my professors and I would, like, talk about it because she had a history as an escort. And so, and, like, most of the class obviously didn't have sex work experience. So she and I kind of, like, related over mutual experience.
Was she out about that as, like, a professor to everyone, or was it?
Yeah, actually she was. And now she teaches, I think, Oregon State or something like
That's awesome.
And I guess part of what was cool about being, I mean, now I'm talking about her, but she was hired being out to the university as a former escort, which is really cool.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and I guess she'd had some difficulty getting jobs before at different universities.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, so she and I would talk about Soldiers of Pole and what they were doing, and then I joined DSA. And, like,
what is DSA?
Democratic Socialists of America. And I haven't, like, I basically met Jordan from Soldiers of Pole through DSA, and then found my way to a meeting and was like, oh, this is where I want to spend my time.
Yeah. No, it's so cool to have you there, too. It's like, I love just the more people that we have, and also the more diverse, like, the kinds of sex workers. I feel like it just, it's really great to kind of bond over these things and also see like some commonalities and like what we are all fighting for and like what workplace injustices we all kind of face, and also just having that community is just so key.
Yeah, I mean, having solidarity across different forms of sex work is like the dream. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tricky, especially with camming being online and stuff, but like, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's applicable in Soldiers of Pole to the cam world.
Like, what can you, like, off the top of your head?
I mean, like, something I was thinking about is just the sense that, like, we're also, cam workers are also exploited by owners. Like, whether it's a website or a club, like, we're still paying money to work.
Yeah.
And it's that we're not getting anything in return for it. It's not like you're paying for anything but, like, a listing on a website.
Yeah, exactly. True.
And there's, most websites don't have, like, any support or very minimum support. So, yeah, we have that in common.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's, like, it's interesting. I think whenever we were talking about, like, why some cammers are more successful than others, I think also part of it can be, like, a lot of some of the more successful cams are, like, studio cams. So
yeah, that's, like, wild to me that people, like, I mean, it's nice because it's, like, I would like to have a workplace that I go to. But I don't know. I mean, that... That's not how I've cammed. That's not been my experience, and I don't think it's most people's experience.
No, no. I mean, I think the whole revolution of camming was that you could do it from your home and as an independent person.
Right. I mean, I started because I would like needed money, like everyone else, and I was basically just looking for like the easiest way to work from home. And I thought, I didn't even know camming existed when I started. Like, it was,
what year was it?
It was, I think, almost 4 years ago now. Like, December 26th. I think this will be my four-year anniversary, cam-iversary.
Oh, cute. I love it.
On the 16th. But, yeah, I basically didn't know anything about it. I'd, like, kind of never heard of it. And I was like, oh, I'll do, like, phone sex. Because that was something I had heard of.
No, same. Yeah. I feel like we went down a similar rabbit hole, but go on.
Right, and it's also, like, it feels like the safest way to do sex work, especially if you know nothing about what you're doing.
You're so distant from all of your clients. Like,
And it's also like if you're doing phone sex, you can post whatever pictures you want as your profile. You take your stock photos from some porn star and be like, that's me.
Right, and it's just your voice. Like, this person has no idea who you are.
Did you get into phone sex, too?
So I was hired by a mother-daughter-owned phone sex company.
That's so cute.
What?
I don't remember what they were called. And I, like, I was basically hired in a day. They called me on the phone because I said I was nervous and new to it. And they, like, talked to me for, like, an hour about what it was going to be like, which was really, really sweet.
Really cute. Wait, generous. Both of them? The mother?
Yeah, it was a three-way call with, like, the mother, daughter, and they were like, okay, so we're giving you one of our regulars. It's, like, this old man. He's, like, in his 70s, and he just wants you to talk about being a student.
Oh.
And, like, the whole thing was going to be, like, a student role play, which was easy because
I was
actually a student. But then I, like, chickened out at the end of the day. Like, I was like, I can't do it. I'm too nervous. Like, I think I was just worried I wasn't going to be good at it.
No,
you know?
I mean, I think it's intimidating, too, because you're like, how much do I need to lead? And, like, how strong is my dirty talk game?
Yeah, right?
I can't do that in real life, let alone like, when someone's paying me for it. It's really hard to...
It's really hard.
On the spot.
Because it almost feels like you can't tell if you sound stupid when you're doing it, too.
Yeah, like, it's, like, all about how you feel. Yeah. Like, it feels kind of silly.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't like to do it, like, when I cam. I'm like, I like to just be myself as much as I can.
Same.
But, yeah, so they hired me in a day, and then I was like, I can't do this. I'm too scared. And then I, like, met someone who... used to buy videos from cam girls. And he was like, you should just cam instead. And I was like, what's camming? And that kind of started my whole journey. Like, I was just basically watching people on MFC on my free cams and stuff like that, trying to figure it out.
I like that you did the research before you went in, because, like, a lot of people are just like, okay, I'm going to cam today. Like, I have...
I mean, I admire that. that's brave.
It is.
But, I mean, it's also, it's really smart to, like, do your research and see what's working and what's getting the most views and, like, what tools they have and all of that.
Yeah, I still do it sometimes, like, when I'm feeling kind of, I don't know, like, I'm not in the mood or, like, not in the groove to cam. Like, I'll go on, which is, I should be actually paying them when I'm coaching, like, you know, pay people. But, but, yeah, sometimes I'll go on and be like, what is her, like, trick? Like, what is she doing that's, like, you know, there's... 1,000 people in her room.
Yeah.
And she's like, I go on my free cams because that's where I started. And like, I don't know. It's just a magic that some people have, I guess. That they're just really charming and people really like them.
Sometimes people are just like really charming and people like them. They have a look. And also, I mean, also I feel like social media too.
You have to be really good at marketing yourself. That, yeah. And I'm terrible at it.
It's just hard. It's like so a constant job. It's like you're a one-person marketing team.
Yeah, and you have to take a lot of really good selfies.
And you also need to know your brand. Like, what is the selfie that is my selfie versus just a good selfie of me?
I guess it's like any other...
Yeah.
Right, it's like deciding what kind of product you want to sell, and that can be really hard to determine if you're just like... the average person.
So,
like, what is My Free Cams?
My Free Cams is like a streaming platform for cam models.
And isn't it like just solo girls?
I think I haven't been on there for years, but like you can do it as a couple. So couples will get on and do shows together, and you can do privates, which means you like basically people pay you in advance and like you go into a private room. And so I think couples will set up shows and like charge to enter that room and watch their show and things like that. But mostly it's solo performers. And a lot of just like chatting with people.
I mean, I like started off on MFC, and so it was like
how long were you on there?
Like a couple months. It was like, so it was winter time and I was living in Baltimore. I just like graduated. And I was so broke, and my job was like cutting my hours down to nothing. So I was working maybe like 9 hours a week at that time.
That's so crazy. How can they even?
I know, right? They were like, "Well, we have like winter hours and stuff," which I kind of get because they were really just like losing money. Yeah, it's an ice cream stand. It's very seasonal. They were like not making any money. Like a lot of times, they were just like keeping us there and employed, like out of kindness. So it's like I don't like feel a grudge against them for cutting our hours so much. It was a small independent business. So, I was, like, getting so few hours, and I started camming because I'd always wanted to. And also, like you, I also started off trying to do phone sex. So
yeah, you're like, what's the easiest way to dip my toe in? Yeah,
I, like, made, like, a Night Flirt account, but then I also chickened out, too. I was like, wow, they're going to have my number. Like, I don't know these people.
They?
Well, no, so what they do is, like, you kind of get a number through them. Like, you kind of... I forget exactly how it works out, but it's like you install a thing and then they like give you a number through their system that people call into so that they charge by the minute or kind of like by the second, to be real.
You do get a call on your actual phone.
You get a call on your phone.
And like, it's the oldest site. It's been around longer than like any other.
What's it called?
Site.
Night Flirt. Flirt. Yeah. It's really quaint, honestly.
It's a good backup site if you're on multiple sites. Like, I'll get on just for phone sex or cam shows.
Yeah.
When it's like dead on the main site that I work on.
What's it like doing phone sex work?
We'll go into that in a second. I just want to continue the story.
Sorry.
I think so. Like, whenever I did it, I was just like super naive about it, and like I was like, I'm just gonna use like my pictures and stuff instead of like going with like really good stock images of people. And so I feel like that wasn't to my benefit. But also, like, I really did just chicken out, and I didn't end up going through with it. I think I probably still have my information on there, though. Like, not me, but the persona that I had.
Ooh, what name did you pick?
I truly don't remember. I have no idea. it was, like, way back. It was, like, my early, early days of, like, trying to get into sex work. So.
Well, this is, like, how long ago did you start stripping?
So I started stripping, maybe like 4 years ago. But it was like, I took a break in between. So I like stripped for the first time for like 2 months, and then I went off to Brazil and lived there for a year. And then I came back and now I've been like stripping again. So it's like on and off.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's comforting. I'm still really trying to find my place in sex work. And I've just been like looking online especially lately, at all, like, the different things. And I'm, like, because I can't tell if stripping's, like, for me or not, or, like, if I would do something else. Mm. I'm, like, really interested in domming, but I'm also, like, I have the most soft personality. I have to work hard to be, like,
believable.
I don't
think that that's an issue, though. There are a lot of, like, really soft-spoken, kind of soft doms, but, like, they just end up figuring it out as they go.
Mm. Soft dom is, like, a thing.
Oh, yeah, really?
Like, totally. I don't really do dom shows because I'm a terrible dom, to be honest. But I do, like, soft dom shows. Like, I have regulars that like me because I'm very gentle about, like, my meanness or however you want to view it, you know?
Whoa. Okay, that's, like, a whole...
You can tell them what to do, but in, a, like, a nice way, you know?
Oh, there's a place for me. Oh,
there is, yeah. There's a place for everyone in sex work. Mm-hmm. There truly is.
What a good industry.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting, like, because I think that part of domming is knowing, like, how to exert power, but not in a way where, like, you're, like, yelling and using force. Mm. It's, like, just having that power. And, like, sometimes that's, like, speaking in a really quiet voice and telling people you need to get on your knees.
Whoa.
That was good.
Yeah. And sometimes it's, like, whenever you do that, like, you bring them to your level and, like, they have to, like, lean in and listen. Like, you force them into that attention and that posture. So it's more complicated and there's plenty of options.
Yeah, the internet's full of really surprising desires, you know?
Totally, totally. So to get back to phone sex.
Yeah.
You're on Night Flirt now.
Yeah, I use Night Flirt now. I started out on MyFreeCams, and I guess I'll just explain how I started there. But, like, I did pretty well on MyFreeCams. I mean, I wasn't, like, in the, I don't know, top 50, but I made good money.
Hell yeah.
And it's really, like, I would spend as much of my time as possible, like, just talking. Mm-hmm. And then you do, like, a countdown, and you can make, like, little boards that have, like, your tip goals and, like, you know, you send a tip for boobs or Spanx or whatever you want
to. Is it, like the dice rolling bots and stuff, too, like, to pay the bots?
What does this all mean? So, like, if it's a phone call and... there's a board.
Well, oh, no, that's
we're
Night
talking
Flirt.
About camming.
Now we're talking about MyFreeCams. Or, like, it's like Chatterbait, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Chatterbait. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are, like, the two big ones that I know of.
Yeah, and Nipsey and Chatterbait are the biggest ones.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, like, I did fine there, and then I met someone who lives in Bakersfield, actually. Obviously, I'm not going to, like, shout her out by name.
Shout out Bakersfield.
Right, but I met up with her a few times, and she basically told me I was going to make more money on Cam Model Directory, where I work now. And that's
how do you,
like,
spell it?
Cam Model.
Cam Model Directory.
Directory.
Oh, okay.
And she'd worked on there for a long time, and it's not, like, the chat room style thing, like Chatterbait and MyFreeCams, which is what people are most familiar with. It's like... you basically do calls through Skype, and they're solo calls, like, just one-on-one.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. If like, MyFreeCams wasn't for you, then you might like something like this.
Yeah, that's such a great idea because, I mean, the problem with, like, MFC and Chatterbait is they take such a high percentage of, like, every...
Yeah, it's, like, 35% or something like that.
Yeah, it's, like, a super high percentage.
Yeah, Cam Model Directory is one of the better... sites in terms of, like, what part, how much of your payout's being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 20 to 25%, which is still way too much.
Yeah, way too much.
But also, you set your own price. Like, I do $3 a minute, and I've been thinking about raising it to $4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And when I first got on there, everyone was doing $2.50 a minute. Like, it was you can kind of see that, like, across the site, people will stick around the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got on there, I was like, why aren't we doing, like, $3? Like, kind of like the historical.
Yeah,
kind of
like,
the average
Air Force
should be
Amy,
higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah,
it's
I was
if we all agree to raise it up, people have to pay it.
Yeah. Right. I actually talked to other models and was like, we should raise our price to $3. Like, if I do it, will you follow?
Yeah.
Then. I'm not trying to, like, credit myself or
anything. No, I love it. You're leading a little labor revolution.
Yeah. You need to do it again. It's time for another raise.
I think so.
Everything
inflation.
Else is rising.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
And also when you're a new model on that site, you get, like, a new model tag.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys, like, love the new model. So you'll get a lot of shows. And that's the time to really, like, kind of get all your regulars.
Yeah.
And also, it's the time to raise your price.
Yeah.
don't like start low, start high.
Definitely.
But yeah, so then I got on there and I met up with this girl, and she'd been doing it for years. She also had experience as a stripper before, and then she'd switched to camming.
Mm-hmm.
And she just basically, I like couldn't have done it without her help. Like, she explained different types of shows to me, and like I'd be like, "What's an SPH?" And she would be like, "It's small penis humiliation. Like, mm-hmm. this is how you do that show. This is mm-hmm. the kind of stuff that you would say." And like, there's kind of a script,
mm-hmm.
and it's like its own language that
totally.
You have to learn over time.
Yeah.
But also, it's really easy to get help from people, which is cool.
That's so nice that like it sounds like there's a lot of like communication between the models.
There is. I wish there were more, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had some ups and downs with the cam community that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first started on Cam Model Directory, I did really well. And I'm not trying to, like, I was working a lot also. I was, like, mm-hmm. it's a lot about, like, how much time you're putting in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I went from having, like, no money to being able to make a lot of money if I spent the time.
Yeah.
And it can be kind of addictive.
Oh. Totally.
So I was basically, like, not sleeping and would, like, it got really toxic for a while. And I was like, I can't do anything or go anywhere because I'm working all the time.
Why?
And so, obviously, if you're doing that kind of, like, work hours, then
you're gonna burn yourself out.
You're gonna burn yourself out, and you're gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, yeah, you kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you have to kind of decide, like, well, what's more valuable in this moment, like me having a good balanced schedule and taking care of things, or making as much money as possible.
Right. And at the time, I was like, as much money as possible.
No, I mean, it's so hard. It's like, I think with sex work, it's like you just have like no real upward limit of like what mm-hmm. you can make. It's really just like if you are willing to go in and put in the hours and stuff, like you can make so much.
Pop off.
Right.
It's like, it's such a struggle.
It is. Like, I still have to find like a balance these days. Like, I feel guilty if I go too many days without working, and like, also setting your own schedule is kind of tricky because sometimes you just don't want to work. Like, you just don't want to go in and, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, holding yourself accountable at, like, I feel like sex work jobs is, like, something that I've had issues with because sometimes... Or I've had opportunities and I've just been like, oh, but, nah.
Yeah.
No. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Totally, we're allowed to just be like, no, not today. I can't put up with you today.
That's, I guess, the nice thing about sex work, too. And, like, one of the attractions is, like, go in when you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. Go in when you want, leave when you want.
Which, like, oh, God, I wish that were something at, like, my current job, because it's, like, you can only do that if you accrue, like, paid time off or something. And I'm, the old glory days of when I was just stripping. I was like, I won't be seeing y'all today.
But anyway, I forget what I was talking about. I was talking about...
Oh, how do you get in touch with... other cam people, like...
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, so it can be kind of difficult, but, like, depending on where you work, like, at least with Cam Model Directory, there are, like, Skype chat rooms, like, community chats and things like that, where models can, like, connect. Mm-hmm. I recently was added to one that's been around for a while on Discord, which I had no idea existed, and it was kind of like, this would have been helpful for the last year while, you know, we've all had to leave Skype basically and move to Discord, which we could talk about in a minute. But like, there's like community chats that you can get added to. You can just like add other models on Skype through the website and just like be like, hey, like I need someone to do a three-way show with me. Are you interested?
Or that's hot. I love that.
Yeah. Or be like, I like your profile. What's up? Like, we should do shows together.
No, that's so good too. It's like, I love the collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
That's so cool.
It can be really cool.
Seize
a lot of
the
people,
bag together.
Most people are really supportive and helpful and are down to collaborate. When I first started, I wanted to say really quickly, I had like some weird bullying experiences, which was a huge bummer.
What happened?
So like, there was a MILF on the site, like that her thing was like, I'm a MILF and I'm number one on the site and I've been number one for 2 years kind of thing. Like she was the queen of CMD, you know? And then when I came on and was like doing well when I first started this overworking thing, she basically literally like photoshopped a fake conversation that I'd never had, because you have a lot of mutual clients. And then, like, sent it to this client, and it was, like, me talking about how I was, like, using him for his money, which...
What?
I mean, this is my job, so I am using him for his money.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, like...
Like, to clarify, I am.
But that's not what I told him. And also, I'd never said any of this stuff. Like, we
that's
weren't
so
even...
whack.
Yeah, it was really weird stuff happened early on that kind of put me off.
It's so weird, because it's, like, I mean, she's obviously, like, threatened by you.
Well, yeah. Apparently this model, I'm not... I don't want to talk about her forever, but apparently she's been kicked off of, like, multiple sites for that kind of
bullying.
That's weird. Like, if you're...
It's a bummer, though.
Why is she just, like, threatened?
Yeah, I don't know. And I, like, looked up to her. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool that she's, like, been running CMD. Like, she's just killing it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she was super strange. So it can be kind of...
It's the
internet, so you don't really know who you're talking to.
Yeah, it's, like, you don't understand. It's, like... people who you would think would not be insecure because it seems like they got it going on and then they're suddenly insecure. It's like, but why? Like,
I mean, there's like a competitive reality to camming.
Yeah.
And like other sex work industries, like there is some, like I heard someone at a meeting talking about this like tier system at the club they worked at. And it can kind of be that way on the internet as well. Like CMD, we're ranked, like you're listed in order of how much money you've made, which is really fucked up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, there's bad stuff too. Yeah. So yeah, we're like literally like pitted against each other by the website.
Yeah.
Which is something, yeah, you just
have to... That's like a weird strategy. It's kind of, it's like any kind of like pitting employees against each other for like whatever prize, like arbitrary.
That would just be so upsetting, like in any workplace, like at the club, if it was just like Selena is the number one and like, everyone's like lower. Oh my God.
I mean, it would be even like stressful to the person at the top, like, oh shit, like I'm
number
two this week.
I know, everyone's
going to
be coming for you.
Yeah, everyone's coming for you. Everyone's right behind me.
Or everybody's like looking to like see when you slip up or whatever.
It's like in Super Smash Bros. Like, when you're like playing, you're like, oh, this person, they still have like all five stock. What the heck? And then everyone's just like, we're coming for you. Like,
it is actually, it can be like that. So you just have to sort of like, or I had to at least figure out a way to kind of cope, you know, you're like, well, I don't want to play this game. Like I want to be supportive and I don't want to feel like I have to maintain this position, not for money at this point, but just for like reputation.
Yeah.
So I had to like learn that kind of early on and have these like strange experiences. And now it's gotten a lot more like balanced and I have the people that I know that I trust and that are really cool, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, some weird stuff can happen.
With your, what were you gonna say, Clover?
Oh, is it just like possible that everyone could petition to the site to stop that function?
I've thought about that, and I've like mentioned it to people. I've had people say like, "Oh, no one really wants that." Like we, you know, we need the incentive, and like, I don't know. I would love to start like a co-op type of website with if there's any cam models out there listening that like would be interested in working on something like that. Like,
I feel like it's totally possible. Totally.
And I mean, because like anyone can make a website. You just it's like, do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know how, but I could learn and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to have some help with doing all of that. Like, I would love a website where we aren't paying fees to anyone, and it's like we all own the site and we
it's
all
like only like pay to like keep it running, which is such a like nominal fee.
Right.
I could potentially help with front end development, but
that'd be great.
Shout out for a collaboration.
Back end.
Collaborative Clover here.
Collaborative Clover.
That would be awesome. We should talk more about that. But yeah, like what was I gonna say? No, I don't remember, but yeah. Just edit that part out.
No, it's cool. So, you said you're on Night Flirt, and I just kind of wanted to know, like, is that a separate kind of venue for you for, like, sex work, or is it related, like...
How often are you doing Night Flirt? Is it just... Oh, yeah, go on. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, how often do you do Night Flirt, and is it... So, we talked to a pro dom, and they were saying that they use Night Flirt to kind of, like... suss out potential clients and
I listened to that that episode. I don't do anything in real life, so I don't find clients like that, but I've considered it before. But it basically just works the same way for me. Like, I do cam shows. The cool thing about Night Flirt is that everyone charges more money than most sites that I see that are like charging by minute. And you set your own price, so I like Night Flirt because I can charge $4.99 a minute or $5.99 a minute, and like, people will pay it.
Yeah. That's nice. What percentage do you get?
I think it's...
Like, if you get $4.99 a minute, how much do you get?
They take a lot. I think they take 30%. Mm-hmm. It might be 35%. Mm-hmm. So that's why I prioritize, like, CMD, and then I'll get on Night Flirt if it's a slow night or something. Because you can't have your phone ringing if you're, like, doing Skype shows.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, get on if, CMD's dead, and I'm like, cool, I'm just going to, like, leave my phone on and go do other stuff around my apartment and, like, do some calls. But it's sort of back burner, you know?
Mm-hmm. What made you choose, digital and phone cam or phone sex work versus like in-person sex work?
I guess like safety. I mean, it was also, it was like, oh, I can do this from home. Like before I started camming, I was like, what could I do from home? And I was like, I can't make anything to sell. Like I don't have an online store. And then I just thought, oh, like phone sex is a thing. And it was literally just like, oh, it's easy. I can work from home. I can, like, eat pizza in my pajamas and, like, be answering my phone pretending, like, I'm having eight orgasms in 5 minutes, you know, which is...
I'm in a hot tub.
Yeah. That is the tricky part of shows when they're like, okay, I want a 5-minute call, which is a lot of people's minimum, and I don't want to do that anymore because it's just annoying.
Because it's too short?
Yeah, because it's like...
Yeah, it's like you just get on and then...
It's not worth it. Yeah. I'm making like $14 for 5 minutes, which I guess by minute it's like, that's cool.
But
people are like, oh, I want you to have 10 orgasms. And then if you're on cam, it's like, I'm not an actress. Like, I don't want to fake 8 orgasms, let alone fake 1. That's a lot of work for the money. So depending on the 5-minute call, like, I'll say yes or no. Mm-hmm. If that's what they want, then I'm like, no. No. Unless you want to pay more money.
How much acting does it require? Or, like, what does it go like? Is it, like, they get on the phone and then...
Like, on a cam call or on phone? Like,
phone,
It's a lot of, I mean, it's acting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say it's easier because you're not, like, this is all from my perspective. I find it easy, like, phone sex easier than camming because, no one's watching me. Mm-hmm. But also, I can get more into it, if that makes sense. Like, I can sort of, like, pretend like I'm enjoying myself more easily because, no one's sitting there staring at me. Like, it just feels like there are less cues to read for them, so.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, you're not, like, constantly, like, taking looks off of their face and on.
Have you ever had, like, a super awkward call or would...
Yeah, I mean, you need, like, I mean, chemistry's a thing in camming and phone sex, too. Like... Your regulars are people oftentimes I think that you have good chemistry with. Or like, I like this guy. Like, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he tips me after a call. And, like, no one does that. Or whatever, you know. He was pretty easy to talk to. We got to just, like, chat about our life. So there's, like, a chemistry aspect to it, for sure. And then there's some calls where you're just like, we just, like, did not connect. Yeah. Like, couldn't stand that guy. He's never going to call again, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, that was not my best work.
One-off clients, they're definitely a genre of client.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But you've done Night Flirt, too?
No. I only did camming.
Oh, okay. You chickened out.
Yeah, I chickened out. I was a full chicken. Bop-bop.
Did you have regulars in your camming experience?
I had people who, like, wanted to be regulars and, like, a few people. It's, like, a lot of times because it was... so, like, my free cams and Chatterbait, it's, like, people can come in without contributing. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of people would, like, contribute very, like, nominal amounts of money but just, like, be there all the time and just, like, saying, hey, like, what's up? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, they were nice, cool people. Hmm. And it's also funny. So this was also whenever when I was camming with my partner, we had, like, a gay guy come on to our channel who was just, like, super into him. And he was like, you know, I'm gay, but you're a handsome woman. Like, if I was straight, I'd be into you, too.
That was fun.
Yeah, so it was, like, really nice. And it was kind of interesting because my partner was, like, not accustomed to being objectified in the same way, like, not accustomed to, like, having that kind of, like, male appraising gaze in his direction. And so it was, like, interesting, like, being with him navigating that.
That's cool. So it's, like, kind of rare in a cam show to, like, for anyone out of the norm to come into your room, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, like, I've never had, to my knowledge at least, like, a gay client. It's always, like, just a guy, a straight guy, mostly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supposedly. Yeah, actually, I don't think I had any women, aside from cammers, who were interested in, like, teaming up and stuff. But I also, like, so another thing for me that was hard to sort through was, like, who is a scam and who's, like, a real cammer?
Oh. Like, like people maybe on MyFreeCams that would like message you?
Or mostly with Chatterbait, like with with, like, there were some things that would be like all of the bad girls would be like bad girl TT, bad girl CC, bad girl Jenny, like, and I could tell like, because there were so many that were the same, like I was like, okay, this seems like bots because they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
But other times I'm like, are you actually like wanting to collaborate with me? Like, what's going on? I was like not sure how to suss it out.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that ever happened to me, but it probably did. That sucks.
No, I mean, it was like interesting. And now that you're saying that that you experienced like a pretty collaborative process of like people who want to talk and like, you know, just gather intel or share their tips and whatnot, like, now I'm like, oh, maybe I misunderstood it.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you're connecting with and how you're connecting. Like, if someone's coming into your room being like, hey, I'm another model, like, yeah, like, kind of raises some red flags.
Yeah.
Because there's other ways of getting in touch. Like, you can message on Twitter or, like,
exactly.
Or privately message.
And also, it was, like, it seemed like they were also trying to, like, leech clients, too. Like, sometimes.
Yeah, that happens.
It'd be like, I'm bad girl Cece, come check out my cam. Like, they would, like, message that into the group chat.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be allowed, right?
But I don't know if, like, it was, like, a bot that they send out to, like, all of, like, the kind of, like, more open rooms. Like, because you have different levels of, like, being able to shut down your room. Like, only paid people, only people with tokens, only, like, premium members. Or you're able to, like, silence, like, all of the people who are just lurkers and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, most people at a certain point, like, silence anyone who doesn't have tokens in their account.
Yeah.
Which is the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you do not want to be handling these randos. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of people who, but then there are people who I used to, like, value, even if they didn't tip a lot. They'd, like, you know, they'd give me, like, a little bit or whatever, but the conversation made the night go more easily.
Yeah.
So it was, like, at least you're contributing, like,
totally
useful conversation.
Yeah. And that's how, like, some of my regulars were. It was just, like, they would just contribute by, like, I guess the morale of it, like, you know, pep talks, encouragement, and chatting about how dumb some people were.
Yeah, and, like, they'll just get on blocking someone or be like, block that guy, like, get out of here, whatever. Yeah.
They'll be like, what is, like, the term that's, like, somebody, like, the mods, like, they would be, like, become, like, the moderator for your
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, people will, like, volunteer.
Yeah, they'll be like, do you need help? Like, I'll block people. I'll, like, encourage people to tip and stuff
it's
like
so
that.
It's so cool, like, the cultures that form on, like, social sites.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
That could be tricky, too, though, because, like, at a certain point, I had someone who did that. It was like, oh, I'll like, block people for you and, like, write your goals out or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, but then they start to sort of expect something in return.
Yeah.
Like, that can happen. So you really have to.
They feel like they're providing labor, so show me your tits.
So, yeah, like, can I get a free show or whatever? So it can get kind of annoying. Like, it's its own type of work. Even someone who's, like, offering to help can be their own task.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. People always feel, like, super, like, entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, the biggest, most exhausting thing, I think, about camming is, like, everyone feels entitled to your time, whether they've paid you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've paid you, they feel entitled to whatever they want, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to be like, that's not what we talked about. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's not a service I provide.
Right.
It just, like, comes back around to the whole, like, lack of respect for sex workers, and it's kind of, like, the, like, I feel like that rape culture mentality, even, that's just, like, well, you're naked, so, like, you're already putting yourself on the line, like, your body is mine, essentially.
Those are the instant blocks when you see that. Yeah, there's some, like, abusive, it's the internet, there's gonna be people that do shows that end up being abusive, and you just... The cool thing about Cam Model Directory is that there is a person who does support, and she has experience camming, so she gets it.
Oh, okay.
And so we have, like, a list, basically, like, a client list that's, like, these people are scammers, these people are abusive, these people ask for things that we don't do, and if you report someone for something like that, then they'll be added to the list so that all the models can, like, check the list and make sure this guy's not on it, essentially.
Yeah.
If you get a new client, you always want to check the list, which is really handy. And most, I think most
Is it, like, searchable?
Don't.
Like, you can, like, type in the... Okay,
oh,
so
cool.
That's really
just,
good.
Like, copy-paste the Skype ID and, like...
See what pops up.
See if they're on there.
Yeah.
If you, like, have any reservations. I just check everyone if it's a new client.
No, that's smart. I mean, people are definitely, like, able to do a lot more abusive stuff, like, and have that veil of anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's so important to have some protection in that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to manage all of that by yourself. And also it's mm-hmm. cool because it's, again, like connecting models. Like, we're sharing information as a resource, mm-hmm. like, about mutual clients, because it's one website, we have many of the same clients, like they're gonna hop around and try everyone out.
Really, it's kind of like the club culture. Whenever girls are like, oh, this guy just wants, he'll like mm-hmm. say that he's not gonna do anything, but when you go to the room, he's gonna like try with all of his might to like grab you, like
mm-hmm.
against your rules, like helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
I love so sex worker communities.
Look out for each other.
Yeah, that's so good. So you said that like, some people will reach out to collaborate?
Yeah. I mean, like, people will ask for, like, a three-way call or something.
Oh, so how does that go?
That's really fun. Like, it's always really fun. It'll be sometimes someone who wants, like, two doms or whatever.
Mm.
Or sometimes they'll want someone to be submissive and they want to watch you be, like, dominated on a call, which just usually just, like, the model... Like,
so,
I'll sometimes
so
do that.
It's like, this is a video call.
Right? Yeah, it's a video call on Skype, mm-hmm. so it's like a three-way call. Mm-hmm. Everyone can see each other.
Okay,
And the person had something in mind that you talked about before. They pay in advance, so you know that they've paid. And as soon as that time runs up at the end of that call, you're like, cool, bye. Like, thanks. But yeah, then basically whatever they asked for, you just kind of act it out, you know? It can, like, be really fun.
Improv.
It is, and it isn't, because, again, it's, like, kind of a language that you get used to.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So if someone wants, like, a certain type of call, then you're like, cool, I know exactly. Here's the script,
things
basically.
There's,
like, things that you can vary slightly, but, like, it's kind of the same idea.
Mm.
Not that people don't have their own, like, individual differences, but...
Yeah,
for sure.
But, yeah, I love doing three-way calls. And it's nice to, like, actually see another model face-to-face and be like, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of chat, like, before the call starts sometimes. Just
good.
Oh, have you done a call with this guy before? Like,
negotiations. Sussing out, like, what...
Making sure we were paid the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like...
Have you made friends through this? Like, do you have...
Like, in real life?
Yeah.
The
or
person,
internet friends.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, I like internet friends. It's tricky. Like, I'm really envious of the ability of, like, other sex workers to actually talk to each other in person.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't have that ability. It's just, like, people live all over the world, and it's hard to get together. Like, the flight you have to pay for or drive to someone.
A very online form of sex work.
It is. And so it can be hard to have that, like, actual sense of community, like, you know, face-to-face can actually have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I wish there was more of.
Yeah.
But people meet up all the time, and they're like, you know, we're doing shows together, or we're just meeting up because we're friends, and, like, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I could do more of it. I just need to put the effort in.
Yeah.
But who has the time and the money to, like, travel, you know?
And, like, especially when you already have, like, your real-life friends that you're, like, keeping track of, I feel like making room for more people and... Who knows?
But it's also cool because they, like, get what you do.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how did you choose your username?
I actually recently changed it. The first one was... It's so bad. I'm, like, so embarrassed. I hated my first one.
And it was
the guy who told me I should try camming. He was like, you should go by Dusk Bunny.
Okay.
Oh.
Which
Dusk.
Is Dusk Bunny. Like, D-U-S-K.
So not Dust. Dusk.
Not Dust, which is actually almost sort of cuter.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of it at the time. I didn't know anything about camming, but it's not even, like, a person's name, which most sex workers...
And I think that that's, like, a common misunderstanding, and also why I hate, like, that's your stripper name jokes.
Yeah.
Is because, like... Most sex worker pseudonyms are just, like, regular names.
Yeah.
Right, and they're, like, a form of protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not a joke.
It's
like, they're really important to have.
Yeah.
it's not a joke, and it's usually just, like, the best names are conventional because, like, it adds to your believability.
Right, and it's memorable, more memorable than, like, some, what was it again? Like, Dust Bunny?
Bunny? What was it, Dusk Bunny?
What do I call you, Dusk or Bunny? Or Which I would, I usually end up saying, like, my real name.
Moonlight Yoga Girl. Yes, Moonlight Yoga Girl. Like,
yeah. But then recently I was like, okay, it's time, like, I hate this name. I've hated it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I did a poll on Twitter and was like, which one? Like, I had a bunch of variations on Mila Summer. And I had everyone vote because I couldn't decide.
I like that. I like that you pulled the community.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And everybody helped to name you.
I'm a bad decision maker, so I just needed help. And also, I want my clients to like my new name if I'm switching my name on them. So
yeah,
it's like you guys can
involve
can choose.
Them. Why not?
Yeah. Some people have such good names, and I've always, especially when I really hated my name, I was like, that's such a good name, and it feels like everything is taken.
Mm.
So I don't know.
It's the internet as it is.
Yeah, I mean, everything is taken, really.
Yeah. You just have to, like, change the spelling a little bit.
What were the other variations?
One of my friends thought I should be Mila Ray, which is really cute because it's, like, nice and short.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a Mila Ray on, like, one of the websites because I checked. I didn't want to, like, steal someone's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the other ones, but I was like, it was something to do with Mila, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there was something else. I don't remember. I could check on my phone, but, yeah.
There's, like, some sort of, it's, like, a pattern in naming, like, important characters and stuff like that, like, in books and stuff, like, Percy Jackson, Harry Potter. It goes on. There are, like, a lot of characters that have, like, two and two. So I think it's Mila Summer is, like,
what? It fits well within that.
Yeah, yeah.
The two-syllable first and last.
Yeah.
That's actually interesting.
Yeah. I think most cam models have names like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for a show?
I usually drag my feet and take forever, so because I'm like, I don't want to work. But yeah, I just like do my makeup, and like I guess do my hair, which is the same every day.
Do you wear wigs or do you just have it natural?
I should wear wigs. That would make it so much easier. The person I know who also cams, she wears wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a huge number of them.
Yeah.
But, no, I just go natural. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything about my cam, like, persona is, like, as much
you
like
as
me
possible.
As possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everyone does it their own way. Like, you just do what works for you. And some people are like, I've got to have a totally separate identity. I've got to, like, really act, and you know, all like the more fake they are, like the better camming is for them.
Yeah.
And for me, that's just like extra work that I feel like I'm not going to be good at. So I'm just like, cool, I'm just going to be me. And like most of my regulars, I do talk about my life with them, and I'll be like, I have a date tonight, or
that's so nice.
I share a lot of information, not like where I live and stuff
like,
you know, you can't share for safety reasons, but like I'll talk about my life and they'll talk about theirs. And that goes hand in hand with like getting ready. It's more like it's just like getting ready for the day, but I'll like sit and like I'll like take a bath most of the time before and like I don't know, watch YouTube videos that I shouldn't be wasting my time on. And just like I just get nervous every time too, so there's a lot of like hesitation. But yeah, like my whole thing is usually just like I'm just like me, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes it easier for me.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, for me, part of why I really like my club is because I have to drive out to it, and it's, like, takes minimum, like, 30 minutes, usually closer to, like, 45 minutes to an hour to get there. So it's kind of like, you know, my version of dragging my feet.
Yeah.
Like,
you do all the mental preparation.
Yeah, like, I take the time to, like, mentally prepare to, like, be there, or get in the mindset, listen to the songs that hype me up, or a podcast that'll calm me down if I'm jittery, like, depending on what I need. Like,
totally, yeah.
It gives me that time to be like, okay, I'm going to be here.
Right, you know what's coming. Like, you know that it's a lot of work, and people have ridiculous expectations.
Totally.
And it's just managing those all night long. So you do need that time for yourself. It's like self-care time and preparation. But yeah.
What do you wear?
I wear like t-shirts and shorts.
Really?
Actually, like that's my go-to, is just throw on some shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Oh. Your vibe is kind of like girl next door? Like,
I mean, unintentionally.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no intention involved, but yes, I've been told that before. Yeah, I think lately I've been kind of wanting to like go shopping and get lingerie.
Get
the only
saucy
lingerie I have.
Aww.
Yeah, get some like sexier things. Like I did the Raising Hell event for Soldiers of Pole, and I got to like dress up in kind of a slutty outfit or whatever, you know, using that word in a good way.
Yeah.
And I was, I thought it was really fun, and I was like, this is cool. I feel hot. I want to do this in shows more often. So that's something I've been kind of meaning to do, because, like, you get a little bored wearing, like, shorts and t-shirts all the time.
Yeah, tell me about it. I need to, like, go lingerie shopping, too.
Let's go.
Let's do
Let's go together.
Me too.
I need, like, we can, help each other make decisions.
Yes.
Again, I'm bad at making decisions. So.
No, I know, right? It's like hard, and I also feel I'm like, I'm also not a big lingerie person, but I have like at least one client who is obsessed with lingerie, and he's always like, "What are you gonna wear? Like, what are your panties?" And I'm like,
"You should buy me what you know.
Like, just send me money, and then like, or buy me stuff."
You can't even like, imitate that dude without putting on an accent. That's so funny.
I know. Oh, Danny. I can't help it. I have my Danny accent. It's like, what are you wearing?
That's great. Yeah, all the lingerie I have has been, like, bought for me by someone who liked it. Unfortunately, I don't like it. Like, it doesn't, if you don't like the lingerie, you're not going to feel good in the lingerie.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So it's like, can I just choose my own in this case? Because... You want me to wear something that's going to be, like, entirely unflattering. I'm not going to feel confident.
Yeah. It's just not your personality.
Right. Just... So if I do lingerie, it's got to be, you know, what works, what I feel like works for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just wear, like, a bra and underwear just because I'm like, this is my form of lingerie today. I just feel like showing a little more. But also the more clothing I start with is kind of better because then you get to, like, do a little reveal.
Yeah, like a little striptease about it. Or, like, in just kind of incentivize, like, oh, I'll take it off.
And it buys you time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, there's
that's
a larger portion of that call where you're not naked.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So, like, you're never in a big room with people? Like, it's never, like, multiple people in a room? Or is it, it's just, like, you... So how does it look on the site? Like, how do the customers choose their... cameras?
So it's like a grid essentially of people's like profile pictures. You choose a default, has your name and your price, and then it just has like a big page of pictures, and they can kind of scroll through, and again it's like based on how much money you've made, so it incentivizes people to work and make the website money, because the more money you make, the more visible you're gonna be, because no one's gonna scroll to like page three.
True.
Unless you're that person.
Unless you're that person. Yeah. I mean.
But that's still, like, not the majority of people. Most people are just trying to go to the first page.
Right. They're going to click, especially because they do, like, a top model tag, which is, like, the top 10 people, top 10 earners. And they're always the same people every month.
Really?
Pretty much. There's, like, slight variation if someone's working more or less. But, like, it's usually the same 10 people. And, yeah. And, like, they're the ones who are really, like, raking in money on the site. And it feels like everyone else is, like... You know,
I feel like once you make it to the top 10, then you just stay in the top 10 because you're just, like, promoted so much.
Right. You've had enough regulars and, like, enough people have found you that you have a client list at that point that you can, like, depend on and make money for the most part.
So where are you in the pages?
Well...
Is that too much to ask?
No, it's fine. I've been top model... Not top model, but, like, I've gotten that tag... A lot.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you. Just doing my thing, being myself and kind of boring. But yeah.
It's just a thing that works.
Yeah. And it like, I don't know. It's, I've had my own sort of weird relationship with it. Cause like, yeah, once you get it, you're like, cool, now I've got to like maintain this position and I don't want to lose clients and I don't want to disappear from the site. And like, there's this whole stress around it.
There's so much stress.
It can be really stressful. But mostly now I've kind of like let go of any need to like get the top model tag or whatever. And now I'm just like, I'm just, here's my goal for money. And like, I just want to hit that goal and it doesn't matter if I'm in the top 10. And that's really the way it should be. But, but yeah, like it can get kind of tricky.
I mean, and it's also like you've been in it for like 4 years. So like you've really had the time to like build and all of that.
Yeah. Which brings us to the Skype question, actually, because on that note, you've accumulated all these clients and you've got like basically a phone book of regulars. Like at one point, if I hadn't had my, basically Microsoft will block your account. And that's happening increasingly. I don't know if it has to do with SESTA-FOSTA.
Skype and all,
But yeah, a lot of models, I mean, it's happened to me a couple times in the last few years.
Really?
like, after, I think, a year or so, my first Skype was blocked.
Wow.
And then another year later, it was blocked again.
Oh, God.
And then you kind of have to recover, because every time you lose your client list, mm-hmm. they lose track of you, and mm-hmm. they have to find you again. So you have to put in, like, your default picture, like, new Skype, like, add my new ID. And people, they're, like, just horny dudes online who are, like...
Yeah, they're not trying to think that hard about it.
Yeah. Right. They're like, I didn't see you, so I went with someone else.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, they've got, like, 10 models that they go between depending mm-hmm. on who's online.
Right.
When they're trying to jack off. So it's, like...
They might even just be too lazy to, like, mm-hmm. click the add new Skype button.
Right? Yeah, they've already got their dick in one hand. It's like, I have to type now.
Oh, yeah, they've all started before the call starts.
Yeah.
I think they all, like, warm up with porn, and then they're like, cool, now it's time to finish with a cam model or
That's
whatever.
That's so interesting.
But, yeah, it sucks. Like, if I hadn't had my Skype, which it happened again last night.
Mm-hmm.
Speak of the Devil, which is the... fourth time since, like, October.
God.
Which means, like, yeah, thousands of clients that I would have accumulated over the last 4 years. Like, I would have thousands mm-hmm. at this point.
Oh my God.
Not that they're all doing shows all the time, but yeah, that means that many
people...
but
it's just good
people...
that they're, like, consistently, like,
right.
you're visible to them. And
yeah. and they might forget about me for a while, but then they'll be like, oh, this person's online,
like,
and then
oh,
they
hey,
remember.
I really liked her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then they'll come back to you.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that... like, client list anymore, and they don't know you exist, then it can really slow business down.
Mm.
So it's been really stressful. And I know a lot of other models are going through it, and, like, there's some conversation about how to protect yourself, which it's all really confusing, and I don't know if any of it's really working.
Mm-hmm.
So most models are just doing shows primarily on Discord now. If you were using Skype before, Discord is sort of similar. It's like it's made for gamers,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't quite work as well, but, like, the video quality and, like, the sound quality, all that is good,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. it works. But then it's also another thing where it's like, let's get all these lazy guys to...
Switch to a different
platform game. That they yeah. might use for gaming, and they don't yeah. want to associate with their...
with their jacking off practices.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's been a big push in the last, like, couple years to get people to switch to Discord, mm-hmm. and only recently did I, like... basically lie and tell everyone that I'm, like, deleting my Skype forever,
mm.
so you have to get on Discord.
Yeah.
But really, I keep, like, making new accounts because
yeah.
some people mm. only want to do shows there.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating.
It is.
It's, like, having to hop around and, like, evade, like, these sanctions and shutdowns and all of that.
Yeah,
it's infuriating, and it makes work really unstable. Like, you can't... That's the one thing, the biggest complaint, I guess, if, like, you're a full-time... cam worker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it applies also to other forms of sex work, but, like, it can be pretty unstable.
Have you ever had, like, your, like, digital bank accounts, like, frozen or anything?
Yeah. Something weird happened. I don't know if this is why, but I think there was something flagged on my account from where I was getting paid,
mm-hmm.
which is illegal. It's a legal website. Like, it's legal work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did go into my bank. It was actually not that long ago. And I don't know if what the deal was, because the person who was acting strange, like, wouldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's happened to a lot of people. Like, I've read stories about it and seen people talking about it, like, having their bank accounts shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in and, like, tried to get my rent. And the bank teller was like, I need 3 forms of ID.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, like, what? Like, you swipe your card when you go to, like,
Since
Bank of
when?
America?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I have my driver's license. Like, I have my card.
You want me to bring my birth certificate?
Right. I was like, should I go home and get my, like, social security card? Like, this is just for a withdrawal of, like, my rent.
Yeah.
And she was like, your account, like, there's some sort of, like, flag on your account.
What?
And I need, like, multiple forms of ID. And then I kind of argued with her and was like, that's not true. She's like, we changed our policy. And I was like... no one else here is being is required to give 3 forms of ID. Like, this, like, can I speak to your manager? Like, this
mm-hmm.
is weird. And then I think she didn't want me to talk to her manager because she was doing something that was, like, not good.
Yeah.
And so she just, like, let me withdraw the money without giving 3 forms
That's
of ID.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What? It was really scary. Yeah.
That is so crazy. Weird. I hate that.
Yeah. But
what was her personal investment in that too? Like,
yeah,
why do people do their job so well when their job is shitty sometimes?
Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
Why do you care?
Yeah.
Like,
you're severely getting underpaid right
yeah.
now and overworked. Like,
right.
Why are you getting on my ass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it's like, what did my account say? I have no idea. Like, did it say, like, suspicious activity, this person might be a sex worker? Like,
yeah.
what kind of note was she looking at, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, since then it's been okay. I'm
uh-huh.
like, it's still kind of on edge, but
mm-hmm.
like, where are you going to put your money, you know?
I know, exactly, right. No, I heard, like, Chase, like, shut down some stuff for sex workers and all of that. And it's, like, I recently had to, like, fill out special forms because I, like, exceeded a deposit limit. And that was, stacking them stacks. But it was just, like, fuck, like, I don't need people to be looking into my finances, especially whenever it is like sex work and it is like everything is fucking a jumbled mess of like money from here and there, like Venmo and cash and other cash apps. Like,
I guess that's what they see on your account and they're like, where's all this money coming from?
Yeah,
they're, it's like, well, why do you care? Like, I'm putting money in
your
bank.
I'm putting money into your bank.
Yes. Yeah, like, I'm, you work for me.
Yeah, exactly. You keep my money safe. Like, you want this to be here.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to lose all of these customers.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, that's, it's really shady.
It's very shady. Anyway, we need to take a quick commercial break. She's had the big black cock. Now what? It's a men's group for guys. What if my dick isn't big enough? If she goes black, will she come back to me? We talk about the important issues you can't discuss with anyone else. Do girls like uncircumcised dicks? What's more important, length or girth? Just us bros. We're just bros whispering out loud, bro loud. Just some guys talking about some dicks in a safe space. It's a safe dick space for the guys. Bro loud for the bros.
Nice one.
I love those calls. And someone's like, so what do, like, women actually think about small penises or whatever? I'm like, oh, my God, let's get into all this. It's great.
No, so literally, easy. So that came because Dale, who, you know.
Oh, yeah, Dale.
Dale, quote, unquote. He literally was, like, talking about his dream girl, Kylie, and he's like, I know she's had the big black cock.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are you saying, Dale?
Oh, my God.
Dale. Like, what is your life? But I know what his life is. It's really sad. Anyway, so on that note, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter. That's the only work-related social media.
Cool.
And I think it's still Dusk Bunny.
At Dusk Bunny.
XO.
XO.
I don't like post much, though.
No underscores?
No underscores.
Cool, cool.
It'll say Mila Summer, though, at the top.
Cool.
And, yeah, I mean...
And if they wanted to watch a cam show with you, do you not want them to, or...?
If there's any potential clients out there, then absolutely. Yeah, totally. Cool. I do shows, take payment through CMD, Cam Model Directory.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know you, then I'm not going to take payment elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because... that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Cops.
And things just, like, don't always go through.
Yeah, for sure. People say, oh, I just bought something from your Amazon wish list.
It's like, I don't want anything on my Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of there for show at this point. Someone recently bought me a cookbook when they asked me. They were like, do you have an Amazon wish list? Like, I want to buy you something. And I was like, oh, my mom wants this cookbook for Christmas. So I, like, really quickly went on and, like, added it to my wish list. And I was like, all I want is a cookbook. So he bought one of my mom's Christmas presents.
That's nice.
Wow. He doesn't know that, but
he thinks, hey, it's mom, this is just for me and the company.
I would welcome any clients. That'd cool.
So check out Mila Summer on the Cam Model Directory, right?
Yeah.
And Clover. Where can we find you?
Under a rock.
Awesome. Clover here, under a rock. You can follow me on Instagram. I am at Pretty Boy Girl. You can support this project on Patreon at The Real Pretty Boy Girl. You can email us, hoeintheknow@gmail.com. You know, say hey.
Say
what
hey.
Up? Always happy to hear from y'all. And, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been an episode of Hoe in the Know. Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.
Thanks for having me.
Hasta.
Bye.
Bye. More money, I want your money. I want more money.